entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden delivering a fiery State of the Union speech before a joint session of Congress last night, talking about, among other things, attacking Houthi military sites to stop them from attacking commercial shipping in the Red Sea.
I've ordered strikes to degrade the Houthi capability and defend U.S. forces in the region. As Commander-in-Chief, I will not hesitate to direct further measures to protect our people and our military personnel.
The president touting his accomplishments and outlining his goals for the future. With more on that, here's ABC News political director Rick Klein with some takeaways.
One of the concerns that Joe Biden has is just getting his base energized, getting people to believe again in his candidacy. And I think this speech, this State of the Union, is going to go a long way toward convincing them that he is the man and he is right to be running again.
The February unemployment number is just out this morning. Expectations around 190,000 jobs would be created. 275,000 were created. The unemployment rate holds steady at 3.9%. This is ABC News. This is International Women's Day, and for it, toy maker Mattel is getting into the action, releasing the company's new doll collection of role models.
In a year where Barbie made a comeback and ruled the big screen, Mattel is keeping her image timely and relevant with its latest Barbie role models collection. Actress Helen Mirren, the narrator of the Barbie movie, is getting her own Barbie doll.
Yes, Barbie changed everything.
Part of the celebration for International Women's Day and Barbie's 65th birthday. Another Barbie doll role model will honor award-winning actress Viola Davis, along with new Barbies in the likeness of singers Shania Twain and Kylie Minogue. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Creator of the best-selling Dragon Ball manga, Akira Toriyama, has died. His studio said the 68-year-old, who influenced Japanese comics and pop culture, died of a blood clot in his brain on Friday. Dragon Ball's success, huge success, led to a popular anime series, video games, movies. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricut phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile, you're on Cricut.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricut on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricut 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy with a few sprinkles this morning, becoming partly cloudy by mid to late afternoon today. It will be a little cooler today, 42 the high, north wind at around 10 to 20. Tonight, 24. Tomorrow, sunny, 41. Sunday, back to near 50 by Monday. Partly cloudy with a high of 63. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Allen. A man has died after a brush fire turned into an uncontrolled blaze Thursday in Shawano County. The sheriff's office there says the woman who reported the fire in the township of Navarino suffered burn-related injuries, while deputies found her husband had succumbed to injuries from the flames. A Milwaukee area police officer pleaded guilty Thursday to felony misconduct in public office. Prosecutors say West Dallas officer Paul Hartman took an envelope containing over $800 from the car of a man being arrested for marijuana possession. A judge sentenced Hartman to 18 months probation. And the Catholic Archbishop of Milwaukee is moving closer to retirement. Archbishop Jerome Lestecky will sign and send his retirement letter to Pope Francis in the Vatican next week. Tuesday, Lestecky will turn 75. That's the age that all Catholic bishops are required to submit their resignation. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm View.
Wisconsin Ag in the Classroom program is the opportunity for education and ag literacy materials to be shared with all kinds of learning spaces. You have the opportunity to influence and inspire youth, helping teach agriculture to those who are willing and able to listen.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin, Rural Mutual Insurance is rewarding their farm policyholders for their loyalty and commitment to Wisconsin agriculture through their Farm Dividend Program. The Farm Dividend pays up to 5% back on your farm premium. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how you could qualify.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand, and Abisilo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, Durand, Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Healthcare Your Way. Find out more at provisions.health, Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand, and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. Western Wisconsin's congressman is making headlines with his shout at the State of the Union address last night. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden screamed lies at President Biden when Biden said former President Trump failed to handle the coronavirus outbreak. After the speech, Van Orden said it's a lie to say Trump didn't care about people during that time. His shouts sparked criticism from other state congressmen. Madison Democrat Mark Pocan claims that this shows Van Orden is, quote, an unstable person, unquote. Eau Claire is asking people to remove their decorations from the Lakeview and Forest Hill cemeteries before spring cleaning begins. Crews with the city's Parks Department will start in a little more than a week. Parks manager Steve Plaza says now's the time to remove Christmas decorations and things that will eventually become trash. American flags and flower pots, however, can stay. An Aleva woman has been charged with aggressively approaching her husband while armed with two knives and then trying to set fire to their home. 39-year-old Tegan Mateo was charged with arson and disorderly conduct with a dangerous weapon yesterday in Eau Claire County's court. According to authorities, Mateo's husband called the Eau Claire County Sheriff's Department, telling the deputies that he was hiding in the basement with their two children after Mateo charged him with knives. He told deputies that Mateo was telling him she started the house on fire. When deputies arrived, they did find the house filled with smoke and partially burned carpeting, a blanket, and couch, and also found Mateo holding a butane torch. Her next court appearance is March 19th. A Tomah man has been accused of trying to kill two people last Thanksgiving, was found competent to stand trial. George Solis is accused of stabbing a man while watching football with his family on Thanksgiving Day. Sparta police report the victim was taken to a La Crosse medical center with life-threatening injuries and had to go on emergency surgery due to the injuries. The 44-year-old Solis is also accused of attempting to stab a family member when they tried to step in. After Solis's attorney requested in January that his client's competency be examined, a judge in Monroe County announced Wednesday a medical examiner found Solis was medically fit to stand trial. A Marquette University professor is questioning the need for daylight savings time. Dr. Jennifer Evans says it does a lot more harm than simply make you lose an hour of sleep.
The number of car accidents and workplace accidents actually surges on the day after we shift forward. And workplace accidents increases by 67%.
Evan says that shifting of an hour throws off the body's natural rhythms and can also lead to medical conditions in some people, such as increased risks of stroke and heart attacks. You're listening to WRDN News.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
More issues at the Waupun Correctional Institution. A U.S. Department of Justice investigation has resulted in the suspension of nearly a dozen prison employees at the prison following allegations of smuggling contraband, including drugs and cell phones. A spokeswoman for Governor Tony Evers told the Journal Sentinel that Evers and the Department of Corrections requested the federal investigation last year after the discovery of prohibited items inside the prison. The paper reports it's unclear what jobs the employees on administrative leave held at the prison and whether criminal charges are being considered. Several students were injured after a dump truck crashed into a school bus in Waukesha Wednesday morning. Investigators believe the truck ran a red light and struck the side of the bus. 34 students and the driver of the bus were inside, and 8 of the students suffered minor injuries, with one being transported to a hospital as a precautionary measure. That crash is still under investigation. Education is now available for those interested in hunting bears. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging new and experienced bear hunters to join the Learn to Hunt Bear program as a participant or teacher. The program includes multiple classroom and field sessions, culminating with a bear hunting excursion. Participants will learn about bear biology, population management, habitats, hunting techniques, regulations, and safety. Participants must be at least 10 years old and don't have to have any experience hunting bears. Applications should be sent out by May 1st. Participants will be informed of their applications by June 1st. More information can be found on the Learn to Hunt Bear website. Minneapolis-based Target will launch a paid membership program next month following the lead of rivals Amazon and Walmart. Target's subscription program, Circle 360, will launch in early April and cost $99 a year. The program will include unlimited free same-day delivery for orders over $35, along with other perks. Target's digital sales have declined every quarter for the past year. They're hoping the membership program will rev up their e-commerce business. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
AJ Store at 19. Stephen Crowell and John Blackwell added 17 each to lead Wisconsin to a 78-66 win over Rutgers. In Big Ten action at the Kohl Center, I'm Bill Scott with sports. Kamari McGee also returned to the Badger lineup, finished with 11 points, hitting all five of his field goals.
He's a pit bull, you know, and that's what we missed, the toughness and the grittiness and the little feistiness he brings to the floor. And it was good to see him came back in pretty fine form. I didn't expect that, but he definitely gave us a boost.
Badgers close out the regular season at Purdue on Sunday. They have 19 wins on the year, but just 3 wins in the last 10. Greg Gard asked if they deserve a spot in the NCAA tournament field.
I don't even really get into that. I mean, our body of work speaks for itself. You look at who we played and what we've did throughout the course of the year. Yeah.
Badger women not as fortunate. They're one and done in the Big Ten Women's Tournament, falling to Penn State 80-56 last night. Sarah Williams did record her Big Ten record 16th straight double-double, 10 points and 10 rebounds, but said the Nittany Lions did a good job of trying to take her out of the picture.
From what I feel, I don't know what like the court view is, but they were very physical. Every possession, I think there was about one or two extra people behind me. Every time I would try to go to get a rebound, there's someone in front of me, there's someone behind me. They just made it very hard for me to play the game I play, so that was the goal, right? But good job to Penn State.
Horizon League Tournament, Milwaukee knocked off Green Bay by a score of 95-84. Green Bay women advanced to Monday's semifinals, rolling to a 94-57 win over Youngstown State. Milwaukee fell to Wright State 70-60. Cactus League, Brewers beat the White Sox 8-2. They'll take on the A's today. Girls State Basketball Tournament underway in Green Bay. D3 semifinals, Edgewood and Xavier advance. In Division 4, Laconia and Cuba City both advance. There's more action on Day 2 at the Rush Center today. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at Salsa Night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
3 and 2 and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Anthony Edwards did it all as the Minnesota Timberwolves defeated Indiana 113-111 last night. Edwards poured in 44 points during the victory, including 10 points in the final 2.5 minutes. He also blocked a game-tying shot at the buzzer to seal the win. The Wolves now will visit the Cavaliers tonight. Now, the Timberwolves will be without their all-star forward for at least a month. ESPN is reporting Karl-Anthony Towns will have surgery on a torn meniscus in his left knee. The report adds that Towns will be reevaluated in a month, and the team expects Towns to be back in the lineup early in the Western Conference playoffs. Towns is averaging 22.1 points and 8.4 rebounds per game in 60 starts. The Minnesota Wild erupted for 4 goals in the third period during a 5-2 win over the Arizona Coyotes. Kirill Kasparov scored in the second period to give Minnesota an early 1-0 lead, but Clayton Keller and Michael Kokone scored within 7 seconds of one another in the second minute of the third period to give Arizona a lead. But then Zach Bogosian lit the lamp 30 seconds later to tie the game, and Joel Eriksson-Ek put up the Wild for good in the 8th minute of the frame. The Wild now will move on to visit Colorado tonight. The Minnesota Twins are back in action when they take on the Pittsburgh Pirates in a spring training contest today. The Twins had a day off yesterday after beating Boston 7-1. Louis Varland is scheduled to start for today's game. First pitch is at 12:05. High school basketball from yesterday on our Duran Fresh Market scoreboard. Duran Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. From the WIAA State Girls Tournament, Edgewood defeated Baldwin Woodville 62-29. Meanwhile, in Minnesota, it was Goodhue over Hayfield 78-49. Boys basketball yesterday in the sectionals, and a game heard here on WRDN. Aquinas defeats Durand, Arkansas 54-39. Muskeg Electric Trempealeau over Elk Mound at 61-55. River Falls defeats Wausau East 75-65. Prescott wins over Somerset 65-50. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com. Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. According to Outdoor News columnist Ryan Rothstein, 2024 should be your best deer season ever. This means you got to do a few things, but if you listen to his advice, you're going to have a great year in the field this fall. I'll tell you what they are, but first.
Since 1967, generations of Minnesota sportsmen have trusted Outdoor News to keep them up to date with the latest news, pro tips, features, fishing reports, gear reviews, and more. For less than a buck per week, you can carry on the tradition and join thousands of Minnesota sportsmen by subscribing to Outdoor News. Whether you prefer a printed copy in your mailbox each week or the convenience of up-to-the-minute news on your smartphone or computer, we've got you covered. Subscribe today at outdoornews.com/subscribe.
According to Ryan Rothstein, an Outdoor News columnist who writes about deer hunting, you could make 2024 one of your best seasons ever. First of all, he says you need to scout two new properties. He says the more options you have for deer, the better your chances are that you will see the one you want to harvest. It might be a huge buck. It might just be a doe for the freezer. But if you have a lot of options, you're definitely going to see that deer that you want to pull the trigger on or loose that arrow on. He says you need to set up a regular practice schedule. He said a lot of people miss deer. He said archers especially will let the arrow go and then realize they shot over the top or under that animal. So set up a regular practice schedule once a month where you get out there and shoot that rifle, shoot that muzzleloader, or shoot that bow so that you are spot on when you pull that trigger or let that release go. And he says you should get in shape. You want to make sure that you can get as deep into the woods as you can to hunt deer that no one else is going to see but you. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owe the IRS around $57,000, and they're about to start garnishing my paychecks. I heard a commercial on the radio about Allies Tax Relief, so I thought I'd give them a call. After a day, they were able to at least stop the garnishments, and after a few months of negotiations, I walked away owing the IRS only $301.
If you owe the IRS, call Allies Tax Relief right now for your free consultation. Call 800-230-5174. 800-230-5174. That's 800-230-5174.
Mostly cloudy until late afternoon in our Real Country 1430 forecast, then becoming mostly sunny. We'll have a slight chance of rain or snow early this morning. Highs mid-40s, north winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear lows mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs low 40s. And for Sunday, mostly sunny. We'll have highs in the upper 40s. Clouds still across the region this morning. Wabasha, Nelson 32, Pepin 33, Mondovi 31, O'Galley and Lake City 30, Plum City 28. Here at WRDN, 31 with clouds and Chris Young, and I'm coming over. It's 8:24.
We say goodbye, see you around. We turn our backs, then turn back around. We break up, we make up, and we make love. We can't seem to let go, girl. So I'm coming over, running every red light to hell with the closure. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. closure, save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire that's burning? I'm coming over, running every red light to hell with a closure, save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why?
For local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. It was me thinking I could save us.
dust of Mirage. I was burning up a highway. It kept getting longer with every turn of these tires. She just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds? Or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind? Would she have changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet? And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time. Yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747, somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Jordan Davis, Tucson Too Late, 8:33. I'm Brian Winnikins. Coming up, we're going to be talking with Michelle Larson with the Mondovi Business Association. The 9th Annual Shamrock Shuffle coming up next week, March 14th, starting at 5. We're going to talk with Michelle a little bit about that here coming up this hour. Some birthdays for today. Newscaster Lester Holt, 65 today. Former basketball player Kenny the Jet Smith is 59. Also, actor Devon Werkheiser is 33. He's been Ned Bigby on Nickelodeon's Ned Declassified School Survival Guide. That's one I've never seen. Born on this date, former First Lady Hannah Van Buren. Born in the state in 1783, of course, married to President Martin Van Buren. Also, blues performer Mississippi John Hurt, born in the state in 1892. The skipper from Gilligan's Island, Alan Hale Jr., born in the state in 1921. And actress Lynn Redgrave, born in the state in 1943. Celebrating birthdays today, Emmett Bursaw is celebrating a birthday. Also, Lisa Gilbertson over at Wamedy State Bank is celebrating a birthday today. Bill and Chris Sessions, they have an anniversary tomorrow. And we're going to find out who our birthday anniversary club winner is coming up, as they're going to win themselves a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Visit Dairy Queen of Durand for lunch today. And don't forget to use the Dairy Queen app. You earn points, which you can use for blizzards and peanut butter parfaits and all the yummy treats at Dairy Queen. Our winner will also receive a certificate for a six-pack or for a package of birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand, where the hog sale continues through March 31st. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Enter the birthday anniversary club's pretty simple. Give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard or our mailing address, 114 West Main Street, Durand, Wisconsin, 54737. Actually, it's 309 3rd Avenue West. I keep doing that. Our new address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. Birthday anniversary club with Durand Smokehouse, Dairy Queen of Durand, and WRDN.
We've got what you want. We've got what you want.
what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Durant Smokehouse.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Forecast for today, mostly cloudy. We'll have highs mid-40s. North winds at around 10. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming clear, lows low 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs low 40s, and Sunday, sunshine, highs upper 40s. Currently across the region, we do have plenty of clouds, a little bit of sunshine as well. Pepin 33, Wabasha, Nelson 32, Mondovi 31, O'Galley, Lake City 30, Plum City 28. Here at WRDN, do have some clouds, 31, and congratulations to Sue and Dave Lay. They are this week's birthday anniversary club winner. They win the Dairy Queen and Durant Smokehouse certificates. Here's Dwight Yoakam. Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Dwight Yoakam, 1,000 Miles from Nowhere. 8:40. I'm Brian Winnikins, and joining us this morning, Michelle Larson with the Mondovi Business Association. We're going to talk a little bit about the Shamrock Shuffle this morning. That's coming up on March 14th in Mondovi. And Michelle, good morning. Thank you for joining us. Well, first, for those that may not know about the Mondovi Business Association, tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, the Mondovi Business Association is made up of several businesses in the Mondovi, Durand, all over area. My business is even from Eau Claire, but if you cover the Mondovi area, we encourage you to be involved with the Mondovi Business Association. Our goal is just really to help our community, help grow it, help grow the businesses there, and hopefully bring new people to town.
What are some of the things the association's done over the last few years?
Well, if you've been shopping downtown, one of the things that Shamrock Shuffle has helped purchase is the downtown sound system. So when we do parades or just when you're shopping, there's music going on. We've also helped with the park. I don't know if you've been to Mirror Lake lately. The park had been pretty old for a while, so we were able to help put in a new some new equipment over there. I know my kiddo loves playing over there now. And we also have lights up in the winter too, so you can see all the buildings are lit up. So there's lots of different things, helping the sheriff's department, police department, anything that we can do to help our community.
Talking with Michelle Larson this morning with the Mondovi Business Association. I know you also not only do the community events, but then you also help the businesses themselves to try and organize and attract new people and that sort of thing, right?
Right. So we work a lot with the businesses, especially like new businesses coming into town. So we love to do ribbon cuttings for them, get some press releases out there for them. One of the things, as a small business, is you don't have all the resources. So that's one of the things that we love to be able to help you with is how can we get it out on social media? How can we help encourage people to come to town? And that's what Shamrock Shuffle and these events that we do are about, bringing outside community in to see our wonderful small town that we have in Mondovi.
You also, the Business Association is also the organizers of Oktoberfest, right?
They fall under us as well. So they actually have their own subcommittee. So they do plan a lot of it on their own, but we're happy to help them and get a lot of people into town. So it's always just a fun time to have Oktoberfest and these events like this.
Especially when the weather's nice.
That's right. That's right.
Talking with Michelle Larson with the Mondovi Business Association this morning, as the 9th Annual Shamrock Shuffle is coming up March 14th, starting at 5 o'clock in downtown Mondovi. We're going to find out more about the Shamrock Shuffle here coming up. First, though, here's Kenny Chesney and I Go Back. It's 8:43.
Jack and Diane painted a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along, 'cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. Go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine, wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back, I'll go back. I used to rock all night long, keep on rocking me, baby, at frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along, 'cause every time I hear that song, I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore, after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. I go back to watch a summer fade to fall, growing up too fast and I do recall, wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back. Somehow stamped our lives, takes us to
to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God of brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend, and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket of girls, some raspberry wine. I go back. Watching summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall. I go back to the loss of a real good friend in the 16 summers I shared with him.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Kenny Chesney, I Go Back at 8 to 47. I'm Brian Winnikins. As Michelle Larson joins us with Mondovi Business Association as we talk about the Shamrock Shuffle, the 9th annual Shamrock Shuffle coming up March 14th. That's next week, starting at 5 p.m. in downtown Mondovi. Michelle, this is the 9th annual.
It is.
How's it changed over the years? I mean, and how did you guys come up with this idea?
Well, you know, I wasn't around when they first came up with it, but what a great way to kind of celebrate St. Patrick's Day, a way to get people into our community, I think was the biggest thing, is how do we get people to come to our downtown businesses, get people to see what all of Mondovi has to offer, which is really, really, really cool. So what happens is all the businesses in the downtown area are open during that time from 5 to 8 p.m. We have raffle baskets at them. They have specials going on. And this year we have like what we're going to call our mini Olympics, since it's Olympic year, at some of the different businesses, and then people can win prizes.
Okay, so this is called what? The business? Now, the business owners tell me they're not actually trying to do events, right?
Well.
Weiss
Realty, I got to give them a shout out because they have a whole skee ball thing set up that they're going to be doing. So they're here in Durand, but they're coming and they're going to be set up at Simply Rustic with their trailer, and they have a whole thing that they're doing. So it's a win-lose game. We have mini putt-putt. We have a large dice game that people are going to play. There's just a ton of stuff that's going to be going on. Have you ever seen that Minute to Win It, like, cup game where you have to blow up a balloon and move it? CCF Bank's going to have that. It's just going to be so much fun.
Okay, so the businesses are having events that people are doing.
Yes.
It's not, I mean, because...
Could you imagine the businesses competing against each other in these?
Well, I'm just, you know, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm an old guy, and if I start to try to do something like that, you better have the EMTs available. I'm just saying. So, and a lot of the downtown businesses are going to be open extended hours, right?
Correct. Usually, you know, they usually close about 5-6, but they'll be open till 8 o'clock that night. So, and of course, all of the bars and restaurants will be open as well. So they'll have specials going on, St. Patrick's Day specials. Again, we're a little early this year for St. Patrick's Day. It's not until Sunday, the 17th, but this is the 14th beforehand. Just trying to get people excited about it, get people downtown and participate in these fun events, but also just to visit our businesses and see what we have going on in Mondovi.
Talking with Michelle Larson with the Mondovi Business Association. It's the 9th annual Shamrock Shuffle. And you mentioned that this is also a fundraiser too, right?
It is a fundraiser. So it helps us raise money to be able to help what we call beautifying our community. So we help work with the garden club and the parks and different things like that to keep them up. We added some stereo system downtown, a broadcast system. So like for parades, we have mics so you can hear what's going on and announce the floats. So we have a few different things like that we've been able to do over the years.
Now, is there a certain event or thing that the business association's raising money for this year? Like the fire department always does that. Well, we want a new ladder truck, so we're raising money for this. Things like that. Is there a certain thing?
We don't have a specific thing this year. We're kind of just waiting. We have a lot of people that send us things. Like, hey, we want to do this within the community. A lot of the schools, we help out there. This last year, we actually did a Crazy Days event, too, to raise money. And we got a whole bunch of school supplies for the school district. So that was a lot of fun to be able to do that. We just help out wherever is needed. This year, we don't have a big project. project. Again, we just did the park, the Mirror Lake Park, and helped rebuild that. So we got a lot going on.
I know there's a lot of talk about Tourist Park, isn't there?
There is a lot of talk about Tourist Park. And I should mention we have our Easter egg hunt coming up at Tourist Park on March 30th, too. So this is kind of a busy month for us within the Business Association. But yeah, we'd probably like to get some nice new equipment out there, too.
And so if folks want to be a part of the Business Association, do they actually have to own a business? Like Durand Improvement Group has an individual membership available. So how can people be a part of it?
So if they have some sort of business that influences the Mondovi area, so like you guys, your radio station mm-hmm. influences the Mondovi area, we definitely want you to be a part of it. My business is out of the Eau Claire area, but we cover the whole Mondovi Durand area. So we're obviously a part of it. So if you have a business, even a childcare business that you're trying to recruit families to be a part of it, we're there to help you. A lot of small businesses do not have the resources to do that. So we like to promote you on social media. I'm doing a live right now. And doing different things to try to get businesses involved, get people to know about what's happening within these businesses, because we have some really great businesses just like Durand does in Mondovi, and we want people to come out and see them.
Talking with Michelle Larson with the Mondovi Business Association. So if businesses want to be a part of this, how can they find out or how can they join?
Yeah, so they just need to reach out to us. Obviously, we have a Facebook page that you can reach out to us, Mondovi Business Association. Myself or Tessa will be answering those on there. Or we do have our MBAWI.com that you can go online and find us too, and we have resources. So just reach out to us, any of us. There's lots of – any of the businesses in town know all about us, so they'll help you get involved.
And that's Michelle Larson with the Mondovi Business Association. Again, the 9th Annual Shamrock Shuffle coming up on March 14th next week from 5 to 8 p.m. in downtown Mondovi. Really, actually, it's not just downtown, is it? Because it's kind of all over.
It's all over. And if you don't have a downtown business, we encourage you to still, you know, come down. Like I said, Lake Waste Realty from Durand is going to be out there. And they just have a booth set up. And so does NTAC. I'm just looking at them right now. They have a booth set up as well.
All right. Again, Michelle Larson with the Mondovi Business Association. It's 8:53.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Durand Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Durand Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Durand Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, I'm just soft on the potty. This is supposed to roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. The creep is always stocked.
It's our potty vibe.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, and plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows, where the green grass grows. A map dot, a stop sign on a black top. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. And there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows, where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, and plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
Showed me off. You might be tired, but I'm not, and I don't know.